Blessed be your name, Lord. Worship to your name, Lord. Breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand in worship of God. Any moment like this, I'll sing a love song. I'll sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like this, I'll lift up my hands. I'll lift up my hands to the Lord. In moments like this, I'll sing a love song. I'll sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like this, I'll lift up Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made my choice to listen to your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in the quiet pastures or by a gentle stream, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain, or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Should I face a mighty mountain, or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide, and I need thee every hour, O most precious Lord. No tenderness like mine can do
no.
up your hands everywhere you are. Just whisper the name Jesus. Father, breathe upon us tonight. Let your joy flow upon this assembly, upon our nation. We ask that you intervene upon our land. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take your seat.
Oh, will cling to the old rugged cross. And a church is someday for a cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross. And a church is someday for a cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Did something on the cross. Just lift your hands and worship Him. Thank Him for the blood, for the cross, for Calvary. To the old rugged cross, on His chest, did something for a cross. In Jesus' precious name, thank you, Father, for tonight. Breathe upon this service again, and let nobody leave here the same. In Jesus' name. Welcome everyone here tonight. We glorify God for the possibility of the service tonight. Roadblocks, rain, and several factors. Yet you made it. You will not leave here empty-handed. Welcome every online viewer viewing on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Dynamis TV. You will not leave here the same. Psalm 51, verse 10 to verse 12.
Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast not away from thy presence, O Lord. O take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Ooh, and renew a right spirit within me.
Pathway to joy, or the pathway of joy. Our objective tonight is to understand the route or the route to joy. What do I do to get at joy? For every destination, there is a direction. Anywhere you are going has a direction. There is a pathway to every end point. There is a pathway to every end point. For whatever is desired, something is required. There is what is required for whatever is desired. In life, there is nothing like something for nothing. There is a process to every product. If joy is the product, what is the process? If joy is desired, then what is required? That is what we are looking at tonight, the pathway of joy. Number one is living in His presence. Psalm 16 verse 11, we read that already. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Whatever keeps you in God's presence, such as worship, such as communion with Him, keeps you in joy. Whatever keeps you in God's presence keeps you in joy. Whatever keeps you out of God's presence, such as an overbusy schedule, such as inverted priorities of life, where you are chasing the wrong things, whatever keeps you out of God's presence, such as an over-congested schedule, inverted life priorities, they keep you out of joy. To protect your joy, you must persevere in His presence. That was number one. Pathway to joy number two is flowing in the Holy Spirit. Flowing in the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 4 verse 17 said, or 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. The Holy Ghost is the headquarter of joy. Joy is in the Holy Ghost. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, then joy. Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. He said they received the word and he became followers of us and of the Lord. Having received the word in much affliction, but despite that, you were possessed with joy of the Holy Ghost. Joy is a product of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't be present and joy is absent. Can't.
We said earlier that the fullness of the Spirit equals the fullness of joy. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18. He said, and be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And how is that? Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The fullness of the Spirit equals the fullness of joy. Any activity that increases the operation of the Spirit, such as praying in tongues, worshiping in the Spirit, receiving the leading of the Holy Spirit, any activity that increases the operation of the Holy Spirit, such as praying and speaking in tongues, worshiping in the Spirit, receiving leadings and direction from the Spirit, every such activity increases your joy. Praying in tongues and praying in the Holy Ghost is a tonic for joy. Worshiping in the Spirit is another tonic for joy. Receiving correct leadings from God explodes your joy, because you know that you are safe. Someone say a loud amen. Living in His presence, flowing in the Holy Spirit. Number three is light and insight in Scripture. Light and insight in Scripture increases your joy. When you hang around worded people, you are hanging around excited people. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. Thy words were found, I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Your word is joy and rejoicing of my heart. And I am called by thy name. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Psalm 119 verse 162. I rejoiced at thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I rejoice at thy word. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, where we read earlier on, said that even though they were in affliction, when the word came, by the arrival of the word, they exploded with joy in the Holy Ghost. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 7. Light is sweet. Truly, the light is sweet. Whenever you get solid light from Scripture, it sweetens your belly. Light is sweet. And it is a pleasant thing. A pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. We live in a world today, in this part of the world today, where electricity is an asset. There are places where they haven't taken light for 100 years. Right? 50 years. But in this place, the light bill may increase. But you are not short of light. I heard that the authorities that is in NEPA power holding back the power. They went to cut light somewhere, and then when they arrived, there was no light. So they asked their office to put on the light so that they can read the meter and cut the light. Help us bring back the light so we can cut the light. So in a place like this where light is an asset, when they take light, everything is gloomy. When they bring light, children scream. Even adults, yay! Up NEPA!
That is the impact of light. Light is sweet. And it's a pleasant thing for the eye to behold the sun. What is the meaning of that?
Every revelation of the word brings a transmission of joy. Every single revelation. Except it is not a revelation. It brings the transmission of joy.
I mean, joy is one way you know you saw something new in scripture.
Joy, explosion of joy. Excitement is one of the things you used to know that you have seen something you never saw before. Every revelation of the word brings a transmission of joy. It brings the explosion of joy. To be lighted is to be excited. To be lighted is to be excited. Connection to light equals collection of joy. Everyone that is connected to light experiences the collection of joy. Why? Because when the word comes, hope is injected. Faith is injected. And with the injection of faith and the injection of hope, joy explodes. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, it says you believe, when you believe, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Every time you believe, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you receive the word, it explodes your faith, explodes your belief, and your belief explodes your joy. You are not there yet, but you know you will get there. So you are rejoicing, you are celebrating. You know God is not a man to fail. He's not the son of man to repent. If he has said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, he will make it good. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. I don't know who I'm talking to here tonight, but you are not there yet, but no devil can stop you from getting there. We are not there as a nation yet, but no devil can stop us from getting there. You are not there as a family yet, but no devil can stop you from getting there. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Hallelujah. Take your seat. The famine of the word. The famine of the word. Famine of the word is the famine of joy. Every time your joy is reducing, go and look for word to charge your spirit with. Either the written word, the spoken word, or the preached word. Just connect your spirit with word that will charge you up and restore your joy. That was number 3, source, pathway to joy. Number 4 is the kingdom assignment of soul winning. Kingdom assignment, and particularly soul winning. Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent people out. And in verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The 70 returned with joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 18 to 20, Paul the apostle was speaking to the Thessalonians. He said, you are our joy. You are our crown of rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians 1, did I get you the right? Somebody say amen. Say, I shall return with joy. Say after me, say my assignment connects my fulfillment. My assignment connects my fulfillment. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'll read verse 18 all the way to 20.
Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing?
Is it not you in the presence of the Lord? My converts, the people that I want to the Lord, you are my hope. You are my joy. You are my crown of rejoicing. Verse 20, he said, for you are our glory and joy.
Joy.
There is the limit to the joy of a man who does not understand what it means to touch lives. Let me say it like this. There is a joy reserved for impact.
I call it the joy of impact. The joy especially of impacting lives for eternity. The joy of impact. It is the joy of seeing lives impacted and seeing lives changed for the better. Also,
it is the joy that comes from giving heaven joy.
There is a joy that comes from giving heaven joy. What joy is that? Luke chapter 15 verse 10. He said there is joy. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. There is joy. And it is not possible to give heaven joy and perish in frustration on earth. That devil is a liar. The devil that can do that does not exist.
Draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
James chapter 4 verse 6, 7, 8. Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. I mean, to the upright you will show yourself upright. Psalm 18, I believe verse 25. Whatever you do for me, with the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With the upright you will show yourself upright. Give me joy, I give you joy. Give heaven joy, I give your world joy.
Somebody say loud amen. Someone said to me, say, oh, can you tell me the secret of why you go up and down and you are just happening and making people laugh and so on. I am connected to a joy source that money cannot supply.
You know, you can live in a house that you built for $100 billion and have no joy. I'm telling you, my wife once treated a man who drove an armored car, bulletproof car, and had gunshot in his body and came to the hospital. And it was not another person's gun that shot him. It is his own gun inside his bulletproof car.
Am I communicating?
He's inside his own gun, fired him inside his bullet, accidental discharge or whatever. He was trying to clean the gun. Bam! Inside his bulletproof car. His bulletproof Jeep.
Take your seat.
But there is a joy that money cannot give.
It is the joy of seeing people that you cross from hell to heaven by your impact. Even if you never saw them, Jehovah ensured that he saturates your life with joy for making heaven happy. That is why nominal Christians can never be fulfilled. Ordinary churchgoers can never be fulfilled. Those who play church ordinarily can never be fulfilled.
Until you know zeal for God, you don't know joy in life.
The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be quenched. Stop. A fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ajebota Christians will not know that song. Hallelujah. They will not know that song. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will never know joy until you know zeal. Until you know zeal. One of my schoolmates in the university came here and worshipped here this Sunday. And he was examining the postgraduate medical school, people who came to do their postgraduate consultancy examination at the National. And he said, he wants to be appreciative to God for what he has seen and he's seeing. You see, I identify with what you are doing everywhere around the world. I said, but you knew it. You saw it from the scratch. You say, I saw it. It didn't start today. It started years ago. Campus fire. 3 days dry fasting. Praying for 7, 8, 10 hours nonstop. Doing rugged evangelism. Preaching in front of hostels. Inside school buses. It's not today. Beloved, that kingdom assignment is a needed joy, and you will have it. Finally, the pathway to joy. For today, this is part one. We're going on to part two by next week, Wednesday. And then we'll get into some life issues that will go into detail. We are laying a spiritual foundation today. Number five is upright living. Upright living. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. If you look at that psalm, Psalm 51. That is a psalm that created me a clean heart. Oh Lord, renew a right spirit within me. You know, if you have some of these Bibles, under most of the psalms, they will write under them the occasion in which David wrote the psalm. And in this Psalm 51 in my Bible, they said to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. When Nathan confronted David after David had slept and lost his peace and lost his joy, he is now crying back to God. I have lost joy. I have lost peace. Please return my joy. Return it. Return my joy. Psalm 132 verse 9. It said the saints, her saints, the saints in Zion shall be clothed with righteousness. And no, the priest, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness and let thy saints shout aloud for joy. When people are clothed with righteousness, the shout of joy never ceases. In Romans chapter 14 verse 17, he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let me say this as we begin to round off on this night's subject. Joy travels in the direction of righteousness. Where you find righteousness, there you find joy. Joy travels in the direction of righteousness. Where you find righteousness, there you find joy. And listen to this. Guilt is a natural killer of joy. Guilt is a natural killer of joy. To be guilty consistently is to settle for consistent depression. Is to settle. Whatever kills your joy consistently, kills whatever brings you guilt consistently, kills your joy consistently. You know, there are people who look at them in the mirror and they hate what they are seeing. The devil makes them to hate who they are looking at in the mirror. Most of the times, on the frequency of a conscience that is not clear. Somebody say amen. Why am I not happy? Why am I not fully excited? Check your heart. Check around you. Maybe there are things that you do that has put your joy under pressure. Maybe you have lied consistently. Maybe it's that movie and that thing you are watching. Maybe it's that addiction. But whatever makes the conscience to feel guilty. See, you see some people suddenly violently committed suicide. And all manner is a bottle up of several things. Some rejections, some combined with transgressions, combined with many things. And the devil say, life is not worth it. And what is this? That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. For the maintenance of your joy, endeavor to maintain the clarity of conscience. For the maintenance of your joy, endeavor to maintain a clarity of conscience. For the maintenance of your joy. So, what's the pathway we have dealt with tonight? Living in His presence, flowing in the Holy Spirit, light and insight in Scripture. Kingdom assignment of soul winning and upright living. Conclusion, two things. The road you follow determines the place you end. The road you follow determines the place you end. You can never follow the wrong road and end at the right place. The road you follow determines the place you end. You can never follow the wrong road and end at the right place. So follow the way of joy so you can end at the place of joy. Follow the way of joy. We just outlined the ways now. Follow the way of joy so you can end at the place of joy. Follow the way of joy. That's the most critical counsel in this first counsel. Conclusion. Follow the way of joy and you will end in the place of joy. Number two, whatever is not adding something to your life is likely taking something away from your life. Whatever, anything that is not adding something to your life is probably taking something from you. So you check yourself. Anything. I mean, what is this thing adding to my life? If it is not adding, it is probably taking something from your life. And what is the counsel therefore? Avoid those things that take your joy from you. Avoid those things that take your joy from you. Anything. Anything. By this Sunday, we'll get into very, very practical things. By next midweek service is very, very practical. But anything. You call somebody your friend, but every time you meet each other, you live depressed. You live in sadness. Every attempt to see again, your heart is beating in anticipation of the meeting. That is a useless friendship. That is a negativistic friendship. That is a friendship of calamitous dimension. That is a friendship that is ruining your destiny. What are you to do? Become that person's enemy? No. Friendship is by choice, not by force. So you give them chance. And some will use sentiments on you. So what did I do? So this and that, and they will just try to report you to people and that girl is a bad girl. It's not that. You see, when you mind people, you lose your destiny. Stand up on your feet. There are people who are overbothered with what people say. You mind people, you lose destiny. I'm telling you. There are people who have lost out completely in life because they felt themselves obligated to a particular association that was adding nothing to their lives until they lost everything. You have one choice. What people, the opinions of people, and the purpose of God. Choose the opinion and you lose the purpose. You can choose the purpose and ignore the opinion. Longest time I chose his purpose. Think anything, say anything, feel anything. I was not born for you. You see, there are those who want you to fit into their lives. God made you in his image. They want to make you in their own image. That can work. No. Nothing. There is nothing. I've said it the umpteenth time. Nothing is by force except to go to heaven. Nothing is my fault except to go to heaven. If it is money you are collecting and they insult the hell out of your life before they drop your money, the money, let that money go to hell. Job you are doing, your heart is beating on your way to work. Begin to look for another job. Neighborhood you are living in that is not giving you peace, is giving you maximum trouble. Look for another neighborhood. Some people say witches and wizards are in that premises, in that compound. I cannot run for witches. I can't run for wizards. I'll remain there and deal with them. Let me tell you, save your prayer for more important things. There are many things that need your prayer, man. Souls need to be saved. People need to be delivered and all manner of things need to happen. Just say, don't waste your time with some witches. If there is a need, just relocate your life. Not everybody looking for fight from you is worth a fight. Because there are some fights you enter into that you lower your life. It's like fighting with a pig. The pig is happy that he is fighting an important person and the man is getting dirty. This matter is very, very simple. You have one life to live. Don't endure it. Enjoy it. You have one life to live. You have one life to live. You have one life to live. Determine this one life. I am not going to endure it. I will enjoy it.
righteously. I will do everything I will do to enjoy life and refuse to be frustrated in this life.
Is God speaking to somebody here?
If the car gives you, takes your joy too much, sell it. It's better to be treading with joy than driving with depression. Am I communicating? Others are driving cars and machines. Motor is driving you.
Motor is driving you. You know, motor, the engine is very noisy and smoke everywhere. Just the car is vibrating, you are vibrating too. Forcing you to speak in tongues when not that it was your intention. Praise. Nothing is compulsory in life. Nothing is compulsory in life.
I think I told you a funny story before. There was a particular food that I will eat and react to very violently. My body will react to it. I don't know what to call it, whether it's allergy. I don't know what it was. I didn't grow up like that. Suddenly, my system was reacting to this particular food. I traveled all the way, 6 hours flight. When I arrived in a strange country, they didn't know what to bring except that food. So I prayed very well. And I said, the Bible said, everything that God gives is to be received with thanksgiving. I think 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 or so. Receive it with thanksgiving. So it is receivable with thanksgiving. And if it's receivable with thanksgiving, it is eatable. So I ate it there to confirm to it that it cannot have dominion over me. And I defeated it. Wait, this is a most important story now. So, no reaction, nothing. I ate it very well. Then when I saw that I have defeated it, and I say, you food, who are you to want to trouble me? From today, I reject you, officially. No, it's not because you can deal with me. I am the one refusing you now. For attempting what you attempted in my life before, I reject you. You understand what I'm saying? So what is compulsory? What is compulsory? Live your life free, cool, calm, collected. If it is 100,000 naira you receive a month and you are at peace and you have joy, it is better than 1,000,000 a month that you have sleepless nights and then you are doing things your conscience cannot allow and then you are not happy with that big money. It's far better. Don't die before your time. Somebody hearing something here today. I see a change coming for somebody. I see a change of story coming for somebody. I see a change of story coming for somebody. I see a change of story coming for somebody. Well, if you are that person, lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the supremacy, dominion, rule, sovereignty. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Worship him. Father, thank you. 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 We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Honor to your name. Blessed be your name. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and see after me. Say, Father, tonight I come before you. I receive the grace to be established in your presence,
to flow in the Holy Spirit, for new light and insight in scripture, for help in soul winning assignment, grace for upright living. I receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive this grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive this grace and help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is after my joy, everything that is after my joy, everything that is after my joy, I cut you off. You cannot determine my life. You cannot frustrate my life. I cut you off now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, Father, I receive the wisdom for the maintenance of my joy, to make the right decisions. I don't know why I'm just being quickened to say this, but when my wife and when we got newly married, young doctors that graduated were collecting 1,200 naira a month. And then it was increased to 2,400 naira a month. And then somebody met us that he has a business of, precious stones or something. We should give him 10,000. Salary was 2,400. We should gather 10,000 and give him. And we gave him 10,000, and he went, and it was meant to be an investment, and he went and invested the money according to him. And after that investment, every day it was one story or the other. Now he told us that 10,000 investment was going to bring us about 340,000 of that time. When you know that salary is 2,400 and somebody is telling you 340,000, I'm sure you should know the equivalent of that money today. Everything we wanted to achieve in this world was inside our money. We'll buy a car. I'm telling you the truth. This guy was not tall, very brief. St- Story today, story tomorrow, story today, story tomorrow. Our mind was not opened in another direction. There is something. And it was putting us under pressure. Young couple, no child yet. You are just starting life. One day, the Holy Ghost told me at the prayer point, if you don't forget that money. If you don't forget that money, you're on your own. It was very clear that if I hit the man on the ground 1 million times, the money can't come out. You know, it's like trying now to take, they say, doctor, go and collect, connect IV line to the back of a tortoise. It will break the needle. The shell. If you don't forget, how? At least what he was given, he should bring it back. We forget what he said will come. It's not. No matter how much he cough, he can't cough it out. It is in forgetting it that you have peace and have joy. With a heart full of sorrow. With a heart full of sorrow. We had to forget it. Forgot it. Forgot it. And then other doors opened. God did many, many other things. I didn't see or sight the man until about 15 years later. Saw him in area one. I said, who am I saying? Fully afflicted. Every major thing was on him. Diabetes, hypertension. Anything that was a major problem was on him. I said, where have you been? He said, it has not been easy. How can it be easy? Why am I telling you this? There are some things that you tied your life to that God may be saying there is something better. There is another way. There is another route. God may even be saying you are bigger than that thing. Huh? No matter how much 10,000 of that time is now, whatever you converted it to now, it cannot be near what we can drop now as sacrifice or offering. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, just for the sake of your peace of mind, there are people to forgive. There are people to just release. There are situations and circumstances to just turn your back on. There are conditions where you begin a new beginning. A young man had almost 2 billion that worth of investment that went down and just crashed to zero. I was talking with him at the beginning. I said, look, will you try to find something doing apart from this particular business? And do, you know. But he didn't hear at that time. Everything crashed to zero. The matter almost destroyed his life. After prayer and prayer, he rose beyond it. And then it's exploding. I prayed with him the other day. And he told me before that day, he said, oh, between last year and this year, I think nothing less than something point something billion has crossed my hands in 1 year. In another line of operation. Am I communicating? There are things that God may lead you away from and lead you into for the sake of peace. If my mind was tied to that 10,000, you won't see me here. We may not know each other. Because I'll still have been waiting for the man. You must bring it. You must bring it back. Salary is 2,500. Do you know how many months before you gather 2,400 to gather 10,000? You must bring it back. And he said, if you kill me, you can't come out. That is, kill me, the money can come out. You know, somebody died. And a man was weeping bitterly at the funeral of the man. So people say, oh, how he loved this man so much. He said, no, he's owing me money. He died. He died with my money. He died with my money. So somebody said it was a disappointment. He was crying bitterly. What a love. What a love. I say it was not love. So somebody told him, go and wake him up. Since you are crying bitterly that he's owing you, wake him up and collect your money. Praise the Lord. That was a waste of crying. Cry too late. God is giving somebody direction now. He's giving somebody wisdom now. He's giving somebody a change of story now. But let me announce it by the authority of Jesus. Anything that is yours, that the devil is keeping back, and it is fighting your joy, they are released right now. Any man, any woman, any system that is sitting on what is legally yours, any organization, any individual, any set of individuals sitting on what is legitimately yours, what is meant to come to you, tonight they lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. In the name of Jesus. Every opening that is yours that your eyes have not yet seen, I declare that after tonight, your eyes will be open and you shall see. Lift your hands and say, Father, today I receive the wisdom to walk in joy, in fulfillment. I receive that wisdom. I receive that wisdom. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Receive it. A new season in the name of Jesus. Lift those hands high. And while we are in this mood, we're going to take a tonic of joy, the communion, taking it like an antidepressant. Jesus never knew depression. Even on the cross, the Bible said, for the joy set before him. Everything that is depressing you shall be dealt with by the power of the blood. After the communion tonight, we shall shout a shout of victory. Victory for your life and victory for our nation. You know that our nation is in a very, very terrible situation. And God has to rescue us. the protest that you see going on is not just reaction to what they are talking about, they are reacting to now, but reacting to general wahala. There is a limit to which the human spirit and mind can cope with oppression. Our place, they said, goats don't bite. But when pushed to the wall, they will attempt to bite. Our people are easygoing, excitable. We have very, 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 very long endurance capacity. Hard to complain. As if we are wired to endure all manner of terrible operations, all manner of nepotistic operations, all manner of egotistic operations, where there is visible oppression from one segment of the country and one particular lineage of the country and one particular religious group of the country trying to dominate by force and taking strategic positions everywhere. People have been quiet for a very long time. And they say, we can be quiet no more. And the solution is not to resist them by force. The solution is to make the things to change urgently. Otherwise, it will spiral until inevitable things happen like it happened in other places. Am I communicating? And so, we're going to pray. And as we scream, it is a scream of victory for our nation, out of our situation. Some people, hooligans and vagabonds, carrying weapons up and down, kidnapping people anyhow, killing people anyhow, go to villages, wipe them out. And there is no, and there is nobody in any place up that can say stop that or arrest anybody. As if some are born to kill others and others are dear to be killed. That devil is a bastard. That the tenure of that satanic agenda is over. It's over. What we are seeing are risings to show that you can't put people's patience under test forever. You can't put them under test forever. Am I communicating at all? So we're going to pray and ask Jehovah to take absolute charge. As we scream for victory, it is victory for ourselves and it is victory for our land and it is victory for our nation. Before then, we're going to take a tonic of joy and kill the depressive climate. Yes, while we are doing that, can you, everyone here tonight who is in need of surrender before you can partake in that communion, I'll need you to come out quickly and surrender your life to Jesus. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, everywhere you are, quickly rush to the front, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and step forward to the front quickly. Let us receive you. I'll give you the count of seven, make your ways right with Jesus, and surrender and have his, let him have his way in your life. At the count of seven, one. Quickly step forward. God bless you, sister. Wherever you are, don't be the last to come. Be the first to come. Just 1 minute. Pastor, I need to give my life to Christ. I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I need my sins forgiven. I need today to mark a new day for me. I want to be born again. Or you want to rededicate your life to God. Or you want an addiction broken. Or you want a lifestyle. You want to be free from a particular lifestyle. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward and let's receive you. Let's go.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Three.
What can make me whole again? Nothing
Three.
But the blood
Four.
Of
Keep coming.
Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow.
on your chest and pray after me this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight. I surrender my life to you. Say it louder. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. Declare the hold of the enemy broken. I pray for that young man there. Ask that you heal him and deliver him of that affliction. In the name of Jesus. Freedom is released upon you, a liberty in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Master. Counselors are going to speak with you shortly. Do you have your communion in your hand? Stand up on your feet and lift it up. Lift it up. Say, Father, tonight I receive the body and the blood of Jesus as my tonic of joy, as my antidepressant. What cannot kill his joy? What could not kill his joy? Cannot kill my joy. I receive a fresh trigger of joy now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead. Open that communion and take it.
By your blood, oh Lord.